This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1883. Use this word to sound way too fluent in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, you will learn one simple word that you can add to your English to emphasize things, add personality, and make sure you connect when you describe things that are too much.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm so excited to be on the mic today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, do you know what, Michelle? I've actually been off of coffee in the last 3 weeks. Can you believe that?
Oh, no. Are you being serious?
No, I'm actually being serious. I actually gave it up for until my wedding.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Why? So like what made you decide? Well, tell me everything.
Well, you know, I just thought, hey, let's clean things up just a little bit. I was curious whether, and I did mention this on the show earlier, so I won't go too much into it, but I was curious how addicted I was to coffee. It turns out I'm actually not that addicted, but I can't wait to go back because normally I drink way too much coffee.
Yeah. You know what? I've been increasing my coffee intake. But I can drink way too much coffee too. And you know, it's funny that you say that because actually today we're going to talk about the word way.
I love it.
And how to use it in a very useful and expressive way.
So for you, Michelle, how much is way too much coffee? I'm trying to get a sense here.
Okay, so I can tell you exactly. I mean, well, usually like I would say like I used to drink like an 8-ounce cup. And then I notice I'm pressing, I mean, cause just, I have the machine at home. I never buy coffee out. I have an 8-ounce and then a 10-ounce. And now recently it's been a 12. And if there is some, like if I do need a little later in the day, then I will partake. So yeah, I mean, maybe I like maximum 2 cups.
Okay, 2 cups. Yeah, I was doing more than that. And I probably will go back to doing more like 4 at home, which is a lot because you get really kind of shaky. Yeah. So I've pulled it back, but I'll probably go back as of the time this episode comes out. I will definitely be drinking way too much coffee again. No question. Yeah,
definitely. So we talked about an episode 1872. Mm-hmm. We were talking about spread way too thin.
Yes.
And so we used that in the role play. And so now we're going to really dive into this word way and how we can use it.
Yeah, I personally think this episode is going to be super strategic for our high-level listeners. For intermediate to advanced listeners, guys, you are ready for this to really emphasize certain things and to put more personality into your English. First, Michelle, what should we remind our listeners to do?
And guys, remember to hit follow on the podcast now. Wherever you're listening to us, remember to hit follow because you don't want to miss anything from All Ears English, right?
Definitely. Hit follow right now wherever you listen to the show. All right, Michelle, where should we get started today?
All right. Well, okay. Let's start with the difference. Let's just get into this. So we talked about, you know, being spread way too thin. So if I say, if I just say, oh, I'm spread too thin, okay, or if I say I am spread way too thin, how does that, like, how does that feel to you, the difference between those?
It adds more emphasis, guys. So it definitely tells me that it's a more urgent thing for you. It's more impactful in your life. How spread thin? What does that mean, by the way, as a bonus to our listeners?
As a bonus, well, guys, definitely check out 1872. But to be spread way too thin is like you put all your energy in too many places and then you don't really devote enough to anything, right?
Yes. Yeah. So this adds feeling. You know, it means very. When we put it right before a word, guys, it basically means very or a lot or far is another way to say that.
Far, right, Michelle? Yeah. It definitely sounds more intense. But yeah, we can use this in many different ways. So let's get into it. I mean, Lindsay, what's another example?
All right. So we can say, I spent way too much time getting ready and now I'm late. Does this ever happen to you?
Yes.
You lose track of the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. It can, and especially with like kids,
I bet.
To get out at a certain time, it's crazy.
It's And now you've got two kids, so it's double trouble, as we say, Michelle. Double trouble.
You should see it. I mean, it's quite something. Like, but that's okay. So another example would be you could say, and this is kind of a tiny bit different, is to say you're way off here. What does that mean to say you're way off? Because I got this inspiration in the dictionary, and I was like, way off. We should use this.
Oh, were you just kind of flipping through the dictionary
for
fun?
No. I think I was looking for examples of this episode, and then I was like, oh yeah, way off, and then I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, when someone says you're way off here, it means you are totally, completely wrong. Okay. So it means you're on the wrong track.
Right. So another thing you could say, another example is, I'm way too tired to deal with this situation right now. Lindsay, do you ever have that, like, where, you know, you kind of have something that you need to do and something that's come up, and then you're like, no, you know what? I need to take a step back, wait until I'm more refreshed, and then I can think clearly. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Often Fridays are not a day in which I try to take on anything major for work or make any big decisions, right? I'll wait until Monday. It's just not, you know, by the end of the week, you're exhausted. I'm sure our listeners feel this way too. So by Friday, I'm way too tired to deal with things. Yeah.
Do you ever have something come up way too late at night and then you're like, oh no, I'm just going to wait till the morning?
Yeah, I do. But that's why I try to avoid checking my email, my work email at night.
You're good about that.
Yeah, but it does sometimes. I do something. Like, I checked it last night before I went to bed and all these things came up. I was like, oh, man, okay, I'm going to bed. I'll deal with this in the morning.
Yeah. You know? And then are you able to really separate yourself from it? Like, how do you kind of turn it off in your head?
I read the New York Times before bed, you know, as I told you before. Right. So that I get into the news stories, get into the world affairs, you know, so... It works.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's good. But guys, this is an example of how a little word, this word way, can do so much.
Yes.
So let's talk about some other similar ideas. So we were talking about the word far, right? This is, what do you feel about this? Like, would you use this?
I don't know. It feels kind of formal to me. So I think it's good for our listeners to have this as an option. You're probably going to see this written in places, in books and movies, but I don't really use it that much.
Yeah. No,
what about you?
I agree. I don't know. It definitely sounds formal to me. So I don't know. But I mean, if you wanted to use it, though, you could say something like,
for sure,
he's far too angry to have a meaningful conversation about this now. Right. Like,
But
if you want to be more, I think, natural sounding, more conversational, you could use way there.
Yeah, guys, you can use that if you want. Write that one down as an option for today. But Way is definitely a good go-to. And there's another one, Michelle, mm-hmm. and that's entirely right. for our listeners here. So here's an example. She spent entirely too much money on that car. How does this feel to you?
This one also sounds formal. I don't know. I feel like I would... I might be more inclined to use this over far. What do you think?
Yeah, I would too. I would say so.
Yeah.
Something about the far just feels kind of like almost too poetic, too far, too angry at all. Yeah.
Exactly. But definitely a good one to know. So if you see that, you know, you could really just the idea is the same as way or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So why do we use these words, Michelle? Why do these matter?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think they can add style, right? It just makes it, like you were saying before, Lindsay, you can add, it's more emphatic. So it just is a little more personality. And also it helps us connect and show how we really feel. And also, guys, I just want to point out with intonation, guys, Lindsay, would you say, I drink way too much coffee?
Oh, boring. No one wants to listen to that. I mean, I'm just going to stop the conversation entirely at that point. Right? Yeah. So what should we be emphasizing just to make sure our listeners know?
Yeah, we should be emphasizing the word way. So we should say, I drink way too much coffee. I mean, you don't have to, you know, sound like a cartoon. Like I'm extra exaggerating, but like, oh, Lindsay, I drink way too much coffee. You know, you got to put something there. If you don't put extra stress or emphasis on the intonation there, it's kind of like, well, why are you saying that word at all?
It's monotone, right? And we've done an episode before on being monotone, Michelle. I think we did that one together. Yeah. And we talked about how it detracts, it undermines connection, mm-hmm. right? It makes you someone people don't really want to connect with because there's nothing there for them to grab onto, in a sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. So guys, make sure, you know, when you practice this, that you add that emphasis in your voice as well.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Michelle, should we go into a role play?
Let's do it, Lindsay. All right. So in this role play, we are at a party and we're friends and we're chatting. Okay.
All right. Sounds like summertime pool party or something, right?
Yes, exactly.
Good times. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. So here we go. It's been way too long since I saw you.
I know, Lindsay. How have you been? I know you've been spending far too much time traveling around. I've seen your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I've been traveling entirely too much for work. It's been tough.
Yeah, that's way too much time away from home. It seems like you're always on a flight.
Yeah, it's going to settle down soon, though. We've been way too busy, so I need a break. And again, guys, in these role plays, we always show you know,
many ways.
Too many in one
place. Right, exactly. Don't think that I don't think we use this all the time. Choose, you know, sprinkle it in here and there. It's good for those situations, but we gave you a lot of examples.
Exactly. I also think if I heard you use this form, I probably wouldn't mirror that, right? We've talked about other things that we would mirror in someone. If you've said, I've spent way too much time, I might not come back and say, I'm drinking way too much coffee, right? It's just too much way in one conversation.
Too much way. Yeah. I think that's a really good point in general for, I never thought about that. But if somebody is going to use that, unless you're making a joke out of it, or maybe like, oh, really? Sure. Have you been doing, you know, something like that?
That's true.
I agree. I don't think that you would in a genuine way just use that the same. No. It's kind of like, oh, taken, like it's already taken.
I mean, it's true. You might actually be teasing the person, but that's another episode for another day. If you repeat way and you put extra ridiculous emphasis on it, you're probably making fun of the person. Right. But that's another topic. And there are some words that we do mirror with someone, right? As they've said that, we say something similar back, but this is not an example of that.
Exactly. So should we go over this role play?
Yeah, let's do it. So where do we, what do we use first?
All right. So you said it's been way too long since I last saw you. I think that's pretty common. If you haven't seen someone in a while, that's a good thing to say.
Yeah, perfect. And then I said, I know you've been spending far too much time traveling. So I'm really showing what I'm doing here. I'm empathizing with you.
Right. Right. Right.
And I know it's not a good travel necessarily. Right. So I'm I'm feeling your pain a bit, reflecting that back to you.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. And then it says, I've been traveling entirely too much for work. So, yeah, you could have said way too much, but you're choosing, because of this role play, you're choosing to be a little bit more formal.
Exactly. So that's just another option for you guys today. And then way comes back twice. And I say, yeah, that's way too much time away from home.
And then we've been way too busy. So I need a break.
Yeah, I love it. Again, this is, I mean, what's the takeaway for our listeners on this today? This is a simple concept. And guys, if you can add this to your English, it's going to really up your game.
Yeah, it totally will. Because this is, I love these episodes we have just about, you know, one word. One specific way that a word is used in, and how much that it can really change the way something sounds. So guys, that's what you're doing here. So if I were you, I would maybe take a second and just like go over some time, like maybe some things in your life. Like, what do you do way too much? Right?
Good idea.
And that how you could use it. Right. Like, or you could say like, oh, wow, this week I've, you know, eaten a lot of, or I don't know, I've eaten a lot of cake, and then whatever, you know, I mean, not that there's ever too much cake, right?
So there's never too much cake,
but
cake
think
is a good
like
thing.
How you might use this in your life, could it, whatever it may be, and then try and put it into a conversation.
I love it. Michelle, are you a cake or a pie person? Which do you prefer?
I guess
tough question.
I mean, I would say over all of it, I'm a cookie person. But
oh, that's right. We know that.
But I would say over. I would say that I guess I would choose cake, but you're pie, right?
I'm pie. I'm pie. Your cake. That works.
I'm pie.
I love it. Just a side question so we get to know you here.
It is a good question.
Love it. So, guys, yeah, like Michelle said, I love that idea of going out and writing down some things that you're doing too much, because this is opening your brain box so that when that comes up, you're about to say that, you remember to add the way. Otherwise, we just won't remember to add it. And this is how we get to the connection piece.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good, Lindsay. And guys, I think try it out as soon as you can in your next conversation. Yeah. See how you can fit it in, because this is, like we said, one word. So keep it in your head. I think it's a good idea to just say, okay, let me take what I learned and just go out and use it. Why not?
I love it. I love it. And if you guys love today's episode, don't forget to hit follow on the All Ears English podcast. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
All right, Lindsay.
I'll see you soon.
All right, bye. All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.